two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Janovic.
I want to ask Representative Chris Stewart what he knows about this super secret report that's on the president's desk. And that report, we're just learning from the Washington Post, comes from Deb Haaland, who's the Interior Secretary. Now, she was here looking at Bear's Ears, looking at Grand Staircase, and we think that report says they need to expand it back out to the Obama-era acreage, which is 3 million plus acres between the two of them.
And I want to know how frustrating that is for people that met with Secretary Haaland, because after she came and visited, we got some very positive reports from Republicans that felt that they had been heard, that they felt that she had listened to them. And to return and say, nah, we're going to just expand it back to what President Obama originally had, I wonder if that's a slap in their face.
Representative Stewart, have you seen that super secret report yet? Have you put your own eyeballs on it?
Well, I haven't been able to see this super secret report because I only have access to classified information on, you know, things about actual national security, not about the political dealings of this president. But look, the things that you've said is actually true. We did meet with the secretary. We did leave those meetings a little bit optimistic. We felt like she was sincere when she listened to, these are the concerns we have. This is the implications. Let's not make this a political ping pong where every president from another party comes in and changes the boundaries once again. Work with us to make this permanent, to make some compromise that would be a win-win for everyone. And yet, if these reports are clear, and by the way, I think there almost certainly are, I'd be completely surprised if what the Washington Post isn't reporting is accurate. The president doesn't care what Deb Haaland thinks, or at least Deb Haaland may not think what people in Utah are concerned about. And it looks like they're likely to expand these boundaries back to their original. And by the way, another tens of millions of a national offshore monument as well. Be clear, tens of millions of acres in an offshore monument.
Representative Chris Stewart is joining us right now. And as we look at these areas and we start talking about these millions of acres, and whether it's 1.9 million in Bear's Ears and 1.3 million in Escalante, can you give us an idea what the argument is to such massive areas? I mean, was Secretary Haaland able to explain or justify the need for that many millions of acres?
Well, not. And in fact, she didn't ever try to justify that. And the reality is it's impossible to justify that. And I know that may sound particularly partisan or, you know, but it's true. You just can't justify 1.6, 1.3 million acres. And it's beyond the scope of the intention of the Antiquities Act, by the way, which says very specifically you should use the smallest possible land acreage or land use to accomplish the goal. And 1.3 million and 1.6 million acres simply doesn't do that. So she never attempted to justify that kind of thing. But look, that can't surprise any of us. I don't think anyone's ever made the practical argument that it requires these millions of acres in order to protect this land. And the other thing I would say is this land is already protected. It is already under federal control. By working with this to create monuments and to make permanent the boundaries, we would have been able to, Congress then could have allowed for appropriations that would have been able to build visitor centers and being able to enhance the land and the experience there for everyone who visited it. But all of that's taken off the table now by doing this through executive order, and he's not able to include funding for any of these enhancements that might have been made otherwise.
Representative Stewart, I want to flash back to our 9 o'clock hour when we came with the story right out of the gates, and we had the vice chairman of the Hopi tribe on the line with us. He is also the co-chair of the Bears Ears Coalition, and he mostly applauded this move by Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. So what do you say to tribal leaders and members of the tribes who have been fighting for the expansion now?
Yeah, well, I guess I would say one or two things. Number one is that this individual, and I didn't get a chance to hear him on your program earlier, but he doesn't speak for all of tribal interests or for all of the tribes. They are of mixed opinions on this, just as there are mixed opinions among other Utahns. So there's not a one united tribal voice. There are some who feel one way and some who feel another. The second thing is I would reiterate what I just said just a moment ago, and that is we want to protect these very special places. We want to protect the antiquities that are a really important part of the tribal heritage and their religion and their customs and culture. No one wants to destroy that or make it less protected over the long run. But you don't need millions of acres to do that. And I don't think any one of these tribes are claiming that, well, these lands, all millions of these acres are part of our heritage or our religious and our ancestral grounds. And so we want to help. We want to participate in that. But it's just too much. It's just too big.
I think as we've been talking to some of the Native Americans that are concerned about this, they point to the money grab, the potential coal mining, the uranium deposits, the gas deposits that would likely be opened up to commercialism, to allow for people to go in there, develop, make some money off of it. And they said, you know, these are our ancestral lands. I mean, I know you're saying we want to protect some of these, but there's no doubt that if this was opened up, I'm sure there would be mining.
Yeah. Well, actually, we don't know for sure that's true. In some places, we expected that there would be, and it hasn't developed. The commercial value just wasn't there, and that's especially true down in some of the coal mining down in the Grand Staircase, for example. But there, I think there's a couple other considerations. Number one is the tribal interest, tribal communities could participate in some of the economic benefit from this. And if you've been on some of these tribal lands, you know that one of the huge challenges they have is providing adequate employment for the tribal members. And it's too bad that we take that off the table. And when I said earlier that some of the tribes, they have a different opinion on this, that's one of the things I hear from some of the other tribal leaders is we want this development. We need this economic development. We need to provide some type of economic future for our children. This would have been a possible outcome for them that could have been very positive. And the second thing is I had a bill, and I know this is a bit of a sidebar, but it's an important consideration. One of the bills we introduced in the last few weeks is that the president can't take these large swaths of lands out of consideration for some of the mining or other development without considering national security. My point is, when you talk about rare earth materials, which if you want to decarbonize our economy by 2030, you have got to develop the batteries to do that. And in order to have those batteries, you've got to greatly expand our mining capability. And there are enormous national security interests in that, whether it's in satellites or in military hardware or in the cell phones that we all use. And if we take these millions of acres or other millions of acres off the table and say, no, you can't use any of the mineral extraction, but at the same time, you expect that we're going to be able to have the, you know, the battery and the other assets and resources that are necessary to transform our economy, they're mutually exclusive. You've got to be able to do both. And that would be another concern we have, is that we weaken ourselves from a national security point of view by taking millions of acres once again in Utah that may have some mining resources that we'll never be able to take advantage of now because of the monuments.
Okay, Representative Stewart, I can't let you go before reading back to you the big bold headline I see on this press release I'm holding in my left hand. It says the Utah delegation reiterates its request to meet with President before final decision on Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments. So, Representative Stewart, when is your meeting with the President scheduled?
Well, we're waiting for him to get back to us, as you can imagine. I mean, we requested that meeting I don't know how many times. We've been, you know, deferred and delayed up to this point. I don't expect the President will meet with us on this. I wish that he would. I wish, just in fairness to the communities that are involved, to the state of Utah, he would at least give us a chance to explain our concerns. But we're still waiting and still hoping.
Well, maybe don't hold your breath on it. I think you're reading the room, right? You're probably not going to get that
maybe
meeting.
Maybe so. Yeah.
Representative Stewart, thank you so much for joining us. And it is an interesting conversation, Debbie. I think there was real optimism from Republicans. They thought that Secretary Holland had listened to them and heard them, and that maybe there would be some sort of compromise. But it doesn't look like that. It looks like her recommendation is to return to the Obama administration's expansion of the Bear Ears National Monument and Grand Staircase Escalante.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.